comes the throw home. Terang is safe! Terang got to the backside of the plate, and he got in there safely. And the Brewers walk off the Twins here this afternoon.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Joined today by Brewers Extra Innings host Dominic Catronio. What a slide.
Woo!
He very well could have been out.
Fundamentals, kids, even in the big leagues. Fundamentals. I mean, everything about that was fundamentals, where he had a great break off the bat, pick up his third base coach early. Matt Erickson was sending him early. The throw from left field was good, but it was up the first base side. If he's up the third base side, he's probably out. I mean, every little inch matters, and back-to-back 4-3 victories for the crew, and it's another series win, and you're 30 games above 500.
And everyone is part of it. Pat Murphy even said so.
This was, in my mind, the best team win in a long, long time. It wasn't the best played. It wasn't perfect.
But just the best team win.
It was my favorite quote from him all season. You know, I spent some time with him before the game yesterday, and we were just kind of checking in, just going up and down the lineup and seeing what's going on. And then to have a game like that, to follow that up, really, really made me smile, because I knew how much Murph loves that, where, like he said, did they play well? Not necessarily, but they still found a way. I mean, literally everybody got into this game, because we knew Joey Ortiz was not going to be available yesterday after he was a scratch in Saturday's game. So to have G1 Bay get activated 45 minutes before the game, come in and drop down a bunt and play second base.
Cool.
Terang going over to short. Yelich pinch running.
Yep.
Then burning the DH. We were in the NL for the old school NL for a little while there. I mean, just good teams find a way to win those games. And the Brewers are a very good team.
How concerned should we be about Cooper Pratt?
I mean, he's never had a soft tissue issue before. And I think, you know, we talked about it with Jackson Churio around this time last year, right? He was just coming back, or just going on the IL, I should say, this time last year when he had his hamstring strain. It took about a month. Now, I don't know what to expect. I haven't spoken to Cooper about the actual MRI readings yet, but the way I look at it is the Brewers have to make sure Joey Ortiz is healthy now too, given that he's on a day-to-day basis. So if Joey is healthy and he's able to handle everyday shortstop, then yeah, I'm not even going to bat an eye. But if Joey is not healthy and you're sitting here, okay, well, Bay and Hamilton and Terang, you do lose a little bit of luster with the glove there for a second with what you're missing with Pratt, and if Ortiz is out for an extended period of time. So it all hinges on Joey Ortiz for me.
Point out, so Pratt's on the IL with a gimpy hamstring.
Right, and I don't need to see much more of Andrew Vaughn at third base, although just throw a guy in there at the hot corner, and he acquitted himself nicely.
And of course, like the first three of the first four balls in play were to him, right? I mean, that's just how it
really
always
guys,
works, right?
Really, guys?
Right. Ball right. Always finds you. Look, Vaughn can play third base and break glass in case of emergency. That's what Pat Murphy was talking about yesterday. Do not expect to see a lot of Andrew Vaughn at third base moving forward.
Do you sense, Dom, that the Brewers are being extra cautious? One, because they don't want to lose guys down the stretch and they want to be smart about injuries, but also because, I think you mentioned, this is kind of the Dodgers model. This is what bit us last year. The Brewers finished with the best record in baseball for the regular season, but guys were gassed, and the Dodgers had sat some guys down mid-season, and they seemed ready to go and just ran a freight train through us in that series.
Do you know how many 100 win teams have won the World Series in the last 30 years?
One. I bet you do, stats man.
Sure do.
Why don't
sure
you
do.
Drop that on me?
Six in the last 30 years.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to say something that maybe Brewers fans want to put their ears, cover their ears. The Brewers are in the playoffs, guys. Like, they're going to the playoffs. No matter what you think, they're going to the playoffs. So make sure you are good to go. This is exactly what the Dodgers did last year. What they do all the time, because they have that luxury.
They can do it. Yeah.
Because, look, Tyler Glasnow is still on the injured list. Blake Snell is just now coming back. They're able to go get Tarek Skubal. They're able to slow play Shohei Ohtani. They're able to move Roki to the bullpen. Like, they have that luxury because of their personnel. The Brewers now have the luxury that regardless if the Cubs catch them, regardless of what happens in those final seven games, the Brewers are in the playoffs, right? It's amazing that the Brewers have the best record in baseball and also have the most entertaining race in the National League, given the Cubs are right there. The Cubs don't lose either. So I know everybody probably wants that bye, and I probably do too.
Oh,
at the
sure,
end of the
right.
day, the first or second seed get the bye here in the National League. But what happens is if you're the two seed, I just want to put this out into the world. If you're the two seed and the Dodgers are the three seed, what that aligns is for you to face the Dodgers in a five-game series, assuming LA wins their wild card matchup, meaning shorter series, bullpens get more focused, but meaning you don't need as much depth, right? Yeah. You can just use Miz, Harrison, and Henderson in a five-game set as opposed to a seven-game where it gets stretched out and maybe depth gets tested.
So you like that idea of five versus seven against the Dodgers.
I'm throwing it out there, and especially because the Dodgers will have just played two games, having to use Skubal and maybe Ohtani, whomever they decided. No, granted, they're super deep. But I'm looking ahead. I think that the way I look at the final 44 days I think we got left or something like that, the way that I look at it is I don't care about a team record. I don't care about 100 wins. I don't care about any of that. Show signs of life from the key core bats of William Contreras, of Christian Yelich. If you got to give them more days off, you got to get them more gameplay to get them more plate appearances, whatever it takes. Make sure that you are in tip-top shape the moment the playoffs start.
I like this idea. It's delicate, but I like this idea of throttling back now, not taking your foot off the gas, but instead of plowing all the way through and then the last week and a half, well, we got some things to play with. Like, just kind of just ease back off that throttle a little bit.
So these next 2 weeks, you will still need a little bit of throttle, right? Going to San Diego this week, four games in L.A., you come home for Seattle, then you get those last three with the Braves, and that could be massive for that tiebreaker when we're talking about that bye. And there's travel to Williamsport in the middle of that series when you're going for the Little League Classic. So there's a lot still in these next 2 weeks that matter when it comes to standings.
And you still got how many with the Cubs?
Still got seven more with the Cubs.
You're
four
kidding.
At their place. Oh, wow. Oh, wait, what?
So yeah. Hold on.
Four games down there at the end of the month, August 31st through the 3rd. And then right back here the following week, the week of Labor Day on Monday through that Wednesday of that week.
You got some late baseball here too, right? The Padres series were 8:40 tonight, 8:40 first pitch tomorrow, and then an afternoon game, late afternoon game on Wednesday.
So we might
Dodgers
see
9:10.
Send coffee.
Right. We might bump
be
here.
I'll just leave a little note or something, you know, hanging out with you guys. Now I'll actually be on the East Coast here tonight, so I'm getting ready to go for my day job here in a little bit too. So I'll be staying up late with everybody, hoping. And in case you missed it, Brewers All Access, wherever you get your podcasts, Brewers All Access. You don't have to stay up late. You can get it in podcast form.
Dominic Catronio with us on Brewers 360 this morning. First in the series tonight, Brewers and Padres, 8:40 first pitch.
Thank you, bud.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News.